ISE 3, Task 1.
When you see another footballer getting signed for a top club for a record amount of money, or you hear about the millions of dollars a famous actor grosses in one year, it begs the question, why is there such an imbalance when it comes to salaries? And it's not just the celebrity professions that coin in the cash. Of the top 10 richest people in the world, all of them are business magnates. In fact, the average top company director salary is said to be 120 times the average earnings of their employees when you include the generous bonus-related packages. Sports stars do have relatively short careers, and yes, movie stars sometimes have a hard time under the media spotlight when their private lives are invaded and dissected for all to see. You can even argue that salaries are proportionate to the workload and/or training involved. Doctors, for instance, undertake 5 to 6 years of initial study before specialising in an area. And directors of companies are well known for being workaholics and never really switching off from the job. And yet it doesn't seem fair that other demanding professions do not benefit from the same high rates of pay. Take nurses. They work on the front line in hospitals and are required to do shift work. Chefs also do very tough, energy-draining jobs and have to contend with a hot, stressful work environment. In fact, many of the lower-paid jobs are stressful and involve long hours of hard work. So why the difference? An alternative theory to explain this relates to the economic laws of supply and demand, whereby a commodity automatically becomes more valuable when it is in short supply. So, although anyone in theory can be a football player, and there are many good football players, only a tiny proportion will have that little something extra. And it is this rare talent that makes a person a valuable commodity and in a position to demand a high salary. If this is the case, then surely the question should be not so much why does this happen, as what can be done. For a start, there could be a cap on the maximum amount a person can earn to reduce the gap over time between the very well-paid and the not-so-well-paid. Increasing tax thresholds for high earners and decreasing them for lower incomes is another option. A more radical solution would be to automatically deduct a fixed percentage of high earnings for charities that help those worse off. When you see another footballer getting signed for a top club for a record amount of money, or you hear about the millions of dollars a famous actor grosses in one year, it begs the question, why is there such an imbalance when it comes to salaries? And it's not just the celebrity professions that coin in the cash. Of the top 10 richest people in the world, all of them are business magnates. In fact, the average top company director salary is said to be 120 times the average earnings of their employees when you include the generous bonus-related packages. Sports stars do have relatively short careers, and yes, movie stars sometimes have a hard time under the media spotlight when their private lives are invaded and dissected for all to see. You can even argue that salaries are proportionate to the workload and/or training involved. Doctors, for instance, undertake 5 to 6 years of initial study before specialising in an area. And directors of companies are well known for being workaholics and never really switching off from the job. And yet it doesn't seem fair that other demanding professions do not benefit from the same high rates of pay. Take nurses. They work on the front line in hospitals and are required to do shift work. Chefs also do very tough, energy-draining jobs and have to contend with a hot, stressful work environment. In fact, many of the lower-paid jobs are stressful and involve long hours of hard work. So why the difference? An alternative theory to explain this relates to the economic laws of supply and demand, whereby a commodity automatically becomes more valuable when it is in short supply. So, although anyone in theory can be a football player, and there are many good football players, only a tiny proportion will have that little something extra. And it is this rare talent that makes a person a valuable commodity and in a position to demand a high salary. If this is the case, then surely the question should be not so much why does this happen, as what can be done. For a start, there could be a cap on the maximum amount a person can earn to reduce the gap over time between the very well-paid and the not-so-well-paid. Increasing tax thresholds for high earners and decreasing them for lower incomes is another option. A more radical solution would be to automatically deduct a fixed percentage of high earnings for charities that help those worse off.